Before I continue with the service, this will be a sharing service, so we're going to have some for the kids right away here, but just to be aware that this is going to be Share of Sunday, so just start thinking. Kids and adults, please, kids, start thinking. Teenagers, a couple of you in here, start thinking, you know, if you have something to share. And theme Thanksgiving. It is our Thanksgiving service, so just in the topic of Thanksgiving is what we want to be doing. So I think Jackie is going to have a book for the kids, and there's going to be room. All the kids can come up for this. I think also there's going to be on the screen there the book, so I'll just hand it over to her.
Can you move this out of the way? Okay, I want all the kids to come on up. Leave your coloring sheets at your spots. Come on up, and we're going to read a story together. Come on up and sit down. Come on, put your coloring sheets down. You'll have time to work on them later. Come this way. Come on. Come on up. We're going to read a story together. Come here. Right here, Lucas. Okay. Sit down. Lucas is going to be my helper. He's going to come sit up here. Okay. We're going to read a book called God Gave Us Thankful Hearts. You ready? For all you that are sitting way out there, you can look up at the pictures. Well, there you are, little pup, Mama said. Why are you looking so glum? I don't know, he mumbled. I'm just sad. How can you be sad on such a beautiful day? Because the leaves are changing colors and soon it will be winter. I like spring, summer, and fall when I can play with all my friends. Hibernating season is boring. You'll still have some friends about come winter, and there's a reason for all of us to be thankful in every season, little pup. We need winter to let the land and some of your friends have a rest. Otherwise, we wouldn't get to spring. But everyone's going to be hibernating, he grumbled. The chipmunks and the bears, the badgers and the bats. You sit down, Ellie. Sit down. Even the raccoons, beavers, and squirrels won't come out much. What about the skunks or bees? You won't see much of them either, Mama said. Little pup smiled. I guess I could be thankful about that. We can be thankful for how God paints our forest every autumn, Mama said. Yeah, but I'm not too thankful for poison ivy, little pup said, remembering the time he rolled in a patch by accident. It makes you so itchy. True, said Mama, but you can be thankful you know how to avoid it now, right? Yeah, I guess, little pup said. Oh, and I'm not thankful when my pack buddies get too rambunctious, little pup said. Rambunctious, you mean? Yeah, that, said little pup. Mama giggled. But you can be thankful you have friends who will be around all winter, right? They will keep you busy from being lonely. Maybe, said little pup. The trick to having a thankful heart, Mama said, is thinking about the things that make us happy rather than the things that don't. Like what? Well, that's easy. I'm thankful for you, Mama said. Squeezing him tight, being your mama has made me one of the happiest mamas in the whole wide world. And you, little pup, what makes you thankful? Well, you and Papa do, of course, he said.
Is that Papa?
Yeah, right there. And I'm thankful for fishing. I like fishing too, Papa said. But God gave us thankful hearts so we could praise him even when we don't catch fish. What? "That's crazy talk," little pup said. "It's not," Papa said with a smile. "We can be thankful for this last bit of autumn and time together beside this beautiful river, even when we don't catch fish." "I'm thankful we go to the Harvest Festival every year," said little pup. "But I didn't like it when we got lost in the corn maze." "Me either," Mama said. "But we found our way through, right?" "We can be thankful for how God shows us the way, even when it seems a little scary." "Yeah, and that we're not alone in those times," little pup said. "Yes, now you're getting the hang of having a thankful heart."
"I done that."
"Sit down. You sit down with Mom." "My heart is thankful for apples," little pup said. "Mmm," said Mama, "and hot apple pie." "Oh, yes, and caramel apples," Papa said, "or baked apples and ice cream." "I'm thankful for the freedom to wander and explore," said Mama, "and for this pretty country we live in." "Me too," said little pup. "You know what I'm thankful for the mostest," little pup said? "Dessert." "And dinner before it," Mama said, lifting a brow. "Something healthy for our bellies before all this sugar."
"I want you. What's that?"
"That's little pup." "I'm thankful for our cozy, warm home," Papa said, "especially as winter draws near." Little pup had to admit that he was really sleepy as he yawned and climbed the stairs towards bed. He felt so thankful he was with his mama and papa inside and not out in the damp forest or wet, cold snow. "I'm glad I don't feel sad anymore," little pup said. "I'm glad God gave me a thankful heart." "Us too, little pup," Mama said. "We all have so much to be thankful for." Little pup drifted off to sleep with a smile on his face, thanking God for his friends and family, and for fishing, and for corn mazes, and for apples, and for changing seasons, even for the end of fall. The end. Thanks for reading with us, boys and girls. I want you to remember to always have a thankful heart and remember the good things that God has done for us. Okay, let's go sit.
Yeah, so true, right? I mean, being thankful just points us to God. I love that. So, yeah, now it's just going to be open mic for whoever wants to share in the spirit of Thanksgiving. So, yeah, please, if there's going to be more than a couple people, just come sit up at the front and we just go bang, 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 just keep on making it flow. So, it's always the first person that takes a while to get going. And kids. And if nobody comes up, then I will just start picking people. And you don't. So, and I'll pick you kids, so like, you better just come up on your own whim. So I'll give it like 30 seconds and then I'll pick somebody.
I just want to, just had a grateful heart this morning again for the worship teams. Elaine, I want to thank you for, you know, your leadership over the years and for Don and Daniel and Nathan and Crystal and Ruth. And I don't get here every Sunday morning, but every time I come here, I have an opportunity to encounter. It's not about the entertainment. It's about encounter. It's about engaging my heart with the one. That's what it's really all about. And I just want to thank you for the commitment, all the musicians, everybody that's a part of it. I just love it. I love walking into a room and knowing that there's going to be freedom. And the freedom is to engage with the one that created us. And it's not three songs on your own. It's actually engaging with our hearts and giving us the opportunity to express those things which are in our own hearts. So thank you. We honor you. It's such a blessing.
Do you have something to say, Jesse? Were you just... Hold on. No? No? Yeah? Okay. Awesome.
Well, I just want to say I'm thankful for the word of God, the Bible, and so I just wanted to read a little bit from here. I'm not sure if I should try something the Holy Spirit kind of was saying. So maybe I will, because if anybody's willing, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the whole book of Acts twice. And no, just kidding. Just a couple of verses twice. I'm going to read it once. And then what was kind of put on my heart was that if someone wanted to come up here and kind of do, well, I don't know what you would call it, a little drama of, I would read one line and then you would kind of act it out, like not with words, just with actions, like God made the world or whatever. So if somebody would want to do that while I read it the second time, I think that'd be really cool. So, but it's really last minute. So if you feel led to do that, that would be awesome. So it's just from Acts, not just, it's Acts, chapter 17, verses 24 to 28. He is the God who made the world and everything in it. And since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't live in man-made temples. And human hands can't serve his needs, for he has no needs. He himself gives life and breath to everything, and he satisfies every need there is. From one man, he created all the nations throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand which should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. His purpose in all of this was that the nations should seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and exist. Did anybody want to do that? Awesome. If anybody wants to join? Were you?
We actually did this as part of the Dancing for Him school. I just can say this was something that we had done as part of the Dancing for Him school, is where you'd take scripture and then you'd interpret it with movement. But I think we need more than just Ruth and I, because it's for stretching everybody. Anybody else?
We can pick somebody. Like Emma.
Anyway.
That's an easy way to say it. Movement with the Bible verses.
So do you
want
to cool.
Yeah.
Just say really, just
yep.
Speak
I'll,
slow.
Yeah, I'll do one line kind of thing at a time. So again, Acts, chapter 17, verses 24 to 28. And I will sit down. He is the God who made the world and everything in it. And since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't live in man-made temples. And human hands can't serve his needs, for he has no needs. He himself gives life and breath to everything, and he satisfies every need there is. From one man, he created all the nations throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand which should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. His purpose in all of this was that the nations should seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and exist. Amen.
Thank you. That was awesome. That's good. It was good. I just wanted to say with like the whole thing, I'm going to pick people. That's not meant to scare you. It's just, I was just like, if I got a prompting, I would pick you. I wouldn't just be like random people. Close my eyes. That's the one. But anyways, anybody else? Kids. How about some kids? Come on. Somebody. If I can do it, you can do it. Because I'm an insecure person. Well, because of the Holy Spirit, I'm not. So it's like, you got the Holy Spirit too. So you can be confident. Anybody?
I'm a 66-year-old kid. I just want to thank God for this year. I grew up on a farm, so I still have a soft spot in my heart for farming. And I know I have a neighbor who does some farming, and I just know that this was just an amazing, amazing year here in our region. My neighbor Jack showed me a bunch of pictures on his cell phone that, I mean, this is so amazing. And this is, Jack works for Grant, and we had Colleen speaking a couple of weeks ago. And so the other thing that's kind of cool about the way Grant farms is they get to farm our combine with a number of combines, 4, I think. And so in order to kind of communicate with each other, they take pictures of the monitor with the settings so that the guys know, okay, he's getting 91 bushels of wheat, and these are his settings, so they kind of all set their combines the same way. And so 91 bushels of wheat, for those of you who don't know, is just amazing. It is, and that's spring wheat. I don't remember all the numbers, but canola was doing over 60 bushels an acre. And it was just, I mean, it just warms my heart to know that God is doing such amazing things for our farming community. And but I'm not a farmer anymore. And I haven't been for quite a while. I'm an engineer. And we came through a very, very challenging year the previous year. We did not make money. And the reason we work is to, and even farmers, the reason they put a seed in the ground is so that it brings forth 91 more or whatever. And so this year, I just want to brag on God because it's actually quite miraculous, the turnaround that we had in 1 year. And it was, it's been a very profitable year, and it's just, it makes working more enjoyable, and it makes the atmosphere in the office more more pleasant. And so all of that is good. The other thing I want to, part of last year and last couple of years is, I had an experience that I've never had before in my career, and that is I was with the company that I represent, MCW, we were named in a lawsuit by a condo corp, and typical litigation, they name everybody, and not just the company, myself personally. And so there's lots of, you know, digging back and finding, you know, researching and basically getting evidence that supports your position, and it kind of weighs on you. Even though we felt that the claims against us were inaccurate, they were referring to codes that have come into play since the building was designed and built, and so they were asking for things that were unreasonable, saying that we had failed them in that respect. But in any event, in July, and we went in for discovery, and basically at the end of that hour or two. And we were informed that the plaintiff and their lawyer were likely going to drop the charges, or not to drop the charges, but they call it a discontinuance. They were going to discontinue the action against us. So we were kind of, I was relieved because it says, okay, yeah, you didn't fail, you didn't have an error, you didn't have an omission. And so we've been waiting ever since for kind of an actual, you know, in writing that this is happening. Well, we got that in writing this week, so I'm happy to say that the action is discontinued against me. Just a little caveat. They listed a whole bunch of other people that were the action was being discontinued against, and in all of the ones where there's an engineer, they also included the company that they work with or for. They didn't do it for MCW, so our lawyer has talked to their lawyer, and they think it's an error. They just missed MCW. So anyways, that's what I'm thankful for today.
Okay, I am thankful for these girls that joined me this morning, and I just want to really praise the Lord in that. Okay, you know, I really have a heart to have that freedom of expression of what's inside of us to just let it out. Right, that's there's so much inside each one of you, and dance is an expression to let that out. It's only one expression, so even those forms that you filled out is important as. What's all inside of you? It's amazing. I don't know. So we want to find out. And even maybe you don't know. But to let that out. Anyway, my very specific thing I'm thankful for is Kiana joined us. And she was really nervous about it, weren't you? And so she goes, I want to, but I don't know if I'm ready, right? That's what she was saying. And so Ruth and I were texting up and down a few times this week. And I says, well, listen, just bring her and we'll see. Right? Tell her she's going to wear something sparkly. And so I'm so thankful, Kiana, that you just, you know what? Some of that anxiousness and fear and whatever, that's crazy because you had a lot of fun, didn't you? Yes. And so I'm so thankful for that. Okay. What else are you guys thankful for as being Thanksgiving?
A house. My friends and family.
Yes.
My family's pets.
And your family has pets?
Mm-hmm. Two rabbits and one dog.
Oh, my goodness. She's thankful. I'm thankful that she's got the pets.
I'm thankful for my friends and family.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, I would usually never do this, but I just wanted to say that I'm very thankful for Tegan. Shoot, now I'm gonna cry. She's just been an amazing friend, and ever since I switched schools now, I don't have any friends at that school, and she has been so busy and stuff with her life, she still makes time to hang out with me and stuff, and it just means so much to me, so thank you.
One thing that's really been impressed on me in the last couple of weeks is that thankfulness is actually a choice. I shared last time a little bit about my business. We do electrical controls mostly for farm related stuff, grain handling systems, seed cleaning plants, and so on. We did a job probably around 5 years ago, close by here, a domain, and the electrician on site there saw what we did, and a couple minutes later started a controls company. Totally copied what we're doing. He's also a believer. It was a bit of a punch in the stomach, really. We happened to be at a seminar together training for some other control stuff, and he was there too. And my son works with us, and he's maybe a little more aggressive than I am. And he says to him, "So you're our competitor now?" And the guy says, "Yeah, sorry about that." It's like, I know you're not sorry because you did it on purpose. Anyway, I drive by that business probably three or four times a year, or three or four times a month. And I decided when I drive by there, I'm going to pray blessing on this business. The first few times, like, I'd rather want to curse them. But I made a choice to bless them as I drive by. That went on for probably a couple of years. And then I would drive by and I'd forget. And then I ask God, "Oh, is that done?" And I kind of felt like, okay, yep, I've got victory over that. We're good. There's a customer that we've been, or a potential customer that we've been talking to for probably at least 2 years. Been touching base with him. Yeah, he wanted to build a new seed plant, and when he built a new seed plant, he'd for sure want the controls in there. So I was pretty confident it was going to be our job. 2 weeks ago, I found out he hired this competitor, never even asked me for a price. And I was like, I actually felt it in my stomach. It's like, ugh. And I knew I had a choice to make. And so I just said to God, I said, "I'm frustrated." And he says to me, "Are you short on work?" We're not. We're the busiest we've ever been right now. Like we can't really keep up. We're trying to postpone customers because, I'm sorry, we're just not quite ready. So to me, it was a pretty pertinent lesson right there. Okay, I can make a choice right now. I can be upset at this guy, this competitor. I can be upset at the potential customer. But I'm actually not short of work. I've got lots. So thank you, Lord.
That's good.
Well, I guess the theme is business, right? Well, what happened this spring, it got really slow. Surprisingly slow. In 40 years of business, this was the slowest year. So my employee, which I had for 11 years, quit because I didn't have enough work for him. So now I'm alone. So it was a tough year to make my payroll, right? Or my payments, whatever. So I had one guy I couldn't pay till, I mean, when it was due, I couldn't pay him, right? So then what I believe, if you can't pay a guy on time, then you should give him more than the bill is, because the money is not worth as much after a while, right? So what I did is and that's just the way I've done business, is just put a little extra in. So I put $100 extra in on an $800, $900 bill, and I went home and I said, "Lord, this is not good business when you have to give extra money for a bill. Like, that doesn't go forward. That goes kind of against us, right?" So then I went to a friend the next day, and then I had done a job for him. He gave me a check right away and gave me $100 after the bill. And then he wasn't even late. He had it immediately, gave me a bill. "This is for you and your wife." And the Lord says, "I got your number." And it was immediate. The next day, I got $100 in my, which doesn't happen. I've never got $100 after. Not if it wasn't late. It wasn't even late. The check was immediate. And to this day doesn't know. Maybe he's here. He knows now. So, but how immediate it was. And so you don't even know you're hearing the voice of the Lord, right? And you know what? So what happens is, there's a threefold cord that Bill Johnson talks about. Is in everything give thanks, rejoice always, and pray without ceasing. Okay, and he said he kept that cord through all circumstances. When his father died, when he started church, on and on and on. He said, and the Lord said, after that, because you kept on rejoicing, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. He said, because he kept that, he gave him a great ability to teach. He's got a great ability to teach. He said it wasn't accidental. Because he kept that cord through circumstances, God gave him that ability and rewarded him for that. And the Bible says, rejoice always, okay? Rejoice in the Lord. So what happens, our circumstances, the business got bad, and was surprising how we reacted when business turned bad, how circumstantial we live. When your bank account is full, when everything is full, then life is good, and you tell others to smarten up when they go a hard time because you're really doing good. But realizing when all that starts to disappear, it really shows up if you're circumstantially moved or if you move by faith in God, right? So then he says, rejoice always. The Lord says, well, just thank me for the jobs in the midst of all. Just keep thanking me. I haven't changed, right? But what happened is, give thanks in the circumstance when there was no fruit on the vine, and there's no ox in the stall, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. See, rejoice in the Lord. Not just rejoice. Rejoice in the stability of the Lord. His existence is always steady and stable, right? I can rejoice in that, but circumstantially, you wouldn't believe how circumstantially we actually move when the tap dried up. All of a sudden, it's like thoughts come, of what now, what next, and fear of tomorrow, and et cetera, et cetera, right? But he says, rejoice in the Lord. So, and yet we're still here. We're still making our payments, but then there's shame and all kind of stuff comes in. But the Lord says, I do this. If he turns a tap on, he can turn it off, realizing during that time, you have to decide how you actually live. And so then you can actually repent what's in your heart when the things, because you don't know what you really like when the tap is gone, then you know who you really are. And then you find out, now I have opportunity to rejoice, no opportunity to repent. That's why you rejoice when things turn off, because now you know, and he gives you just enough, and then he turns the tap back on, because he doesn't do it too long, the tap is off. So I've learned, and sometimes I need to get rid of an employee that's a bad one. He says, I'll turn the tap off, and they'll go. And actually, I've lost a bunch of bad employees because of that. There's been no attitude on their part because I have no work. And the Lord says, I'll turn it back on once they're gone, and you have no relationship issues. And that's what's actually happened in numerous times. He says, I'm in charge of feeding you. Just give thanks in everything, and rejoice in the Lord, not in whatever the circumstances are. So that's just my experience this summer. So.
I'm not going to make a pastor's web, so you know when like pastors, when there's like facilitating services and there's like teaching times and they like try to like take a common theme through all of them and they like expand on it. I'm not going to do that, so I'm patient. I'll wait. It's really smart of the family services team to actually like put me up here on a sharing Sunday, because like who knows what would happen if I was just up here by myself for 30 minutes. So it's like everybody's like, go take the mic. Otherwise, everything's going to derail. He's too young. He's too inexperienced. So,
I just want to say, too, that I'm very thankful for the teaching that we've had in our church in the last couple of months. I mean, I run a business where I run it with my dad, but we have like 15 or 16 guys that work underneath me. And like every morning when I start my day, it's like I have like four or five things that are set in stone that are going to happen that day, and I need to have about 200 or 250 things happen that day to have my day be complete. And it's just a matter of the whole God providing every day, and it's just learning to trust in him more. And it's to hear all the business people talk about it, saying, you know, we have to trust. It was a really good reminder that God always provides, whether I'm freaking out or not and stressing out, or calm and cool and trying to keep it together. He always provides either way, and I can look back at the end of my day and say, this day should never have come together, but it always comes together every time. And I'm just super thankful for that, that no matter what I do, he always provides. Even if I get a text in the morning saying, hey, I got two guys that aren't going to show up for work, that day I've got that little bit less work that I still have enough to get all my guys busy and get everything done at the end of the day and still be completely fulfilled with what I needed for that day to be able to pay these guys and get stuff going. So it was just really good timing, and really thankful that whoever had the heart for that they put it in motion and stuck with it. So, yeah, thanks.
It's the most awkward thing, clapping with the mic. Come on, people, 10 minutes.
The only thing going through my head right now is, Lord, I do not want to be up here. But I feel like he wants me to share a little bit. I've been going through a really rough time, and he wants me to be thankful in the midst of it. And that's really hard sometimes. And when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, it's like, yeah, it's hard. But anyway, lots of stuff going on, and I'm not going to go into detail, but I was kind of at this place where I felt like if God, if one more thing happens, I'm going to lose it. Like, I can't do this anymore. And then one more thing happened, and then one more thing happened. And it was hard, and it got harder and harder. But what I am thankful for in the midst of it all is my friends from this church, that the ladies from this church that have been standing by me and have been praying for me. And I'm kind of a lone wolf. You might not know that about me, but a few people do. And I spent lots of years of doing stuff on my own and not expecting help from other people and not asking for help when I've needed it. And I've just made it work the best I can, and I'm at a place in my life where I can't do that anymore. And it's really hard because I don't like it that other people know that I don't have my crap together. And I don't like people to know what's been going on, but people do know, and I find it really hard. And But God is showing me more and more that he's in the midst of it and that we're not meant to be lone wolves, like, you know, lone sheep, yeah, bah. And I don't like that. I like you to see a happy Bonnie and not know what's going on. And that's just not where I'm at right now. And man, I don't like it. I don't like it that I have people in my life that see me and I say, no, I'm doing really good. And they look at me and go, you know what? No, you're not. And you need to just stop. And it really frustrates me, but I know it's God working something in me. And it's good. It doesn't feel good, but it is good. And so I just want to say I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for people who stand by me and support me and are willing to tell me the truth when I don't want to hear it, because that's a hard thing for another person to do. And so the fact that you have people in your life, you have someone like that in your life, be thankful for them because you need them. And so, yeah, I just want to say that.
We're just going to end off the service with watching a short little video. It's like 8 minutes long. That's what I'm thankful for. It's a video about the gospel and a perspective that I had never really thought about before. But yeah, before that, that's going to be kind of the end of our service. We're getting up to 12 o'clock here. But after that video, there's going to be people up here that are being willing to pray for you. If you just want to be pouring your hearts out, need some needs, or just want to be prayed for, it's going to be family up here. I'm not sure which family, the Buns. Okay, they're going to be up there. Buns are awesome. Get some prayer from them after their service. So, yeah, Riley, you can cue that video. So we'll just show that video, and that'll be the end of our service. Is that a God you're thankful for? The one that no matter what you do, you can go back to him, and he says, I forget it all. You're my son. A love so scandalous. Every time I watch that, it brings new tears to my eye. That's the gospel. Are we thankful for that gospel? And if we are, what is it doing to motivate our lives? What is it making us do, you know? That's a God I'm thankful for. So again, on that note, prayer out the front. If you feel like you need prayer, please come to the front and have a good Thanksgiving.